Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Today is Daughters of Zion Day. Hallelujah. Daughters of Zion, are you in the house? So those of you that are always joining in prayer, get ready. At the end, we are going to pray together and lead in prayer. Amen. Amen. I want to start by reading a scripture in Psalm 18. Psalm 18, and I'll read from verse 35. Psalm 18, verse 35. It says, "Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand has holden me up." That's Old English. It means your right hand is holding me up. We stand secure. Amen?
Amen.
"And thy gentleness has made me great." Hallelujah. Can you believe that today? The gentleness of the Lord makes you great. Hallelujah. It says, "Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip." Take that word and go with it. That because God is the one holding you up, He will enlarge your steps under you. He will enlarge your boundaries, and your feet will not slip.
Amen.
That is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And we receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
His gentleness makes me great. Amen. Nothing about me. If you ever achieve greatness, success, prosperity, victory in anything, it is God.
Yes.
It comes from Him. Amen.
Amen.
Today I'm going to be sharing with us on our firm foundation. Our firm foundation, and that's why we sang that song, "Jesus, you are my firm foundation." My foundation, my firm foundation is Jesus Himself. Amen?
Amen.
What's a foundation? It's that part of the building that supports from under. You may not see it, but it's there. Sometimes you see it, and it holds together the building. It's actually the strength of the building. It's the foundation. It depends on how strong, how firm, how solid, how good that foundation is. The house will stand. Amen?
Amen.
The main purpose of a foundation is to hold and support the structure above it, to keep it upright. So it doesn't bend, it doesn't fall. Have you not seen some buildings that are tilted to one side?
Yes.
Something is wrong with the foundation. It must be built such that it keeps the ground moisture from seeping in and weakening the structure.
Wow.
Which is to say that something can actually come from the ground to make it weak. But also it can come from around to make it weak. Anything can come, even the rain, if it keeps falling and falling and falling, if the structure is not solid, that building will not remain. But Jesus is our firm foundation.
Hallelujah.
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. I'll be reading a couple of scriptures, so just stay with me. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'll read from verse 9. It says, Jesus is our foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I'll read from verse 9. Our firm foundation is Jesus.
Yes.
"For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. We are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder." This is Paul writing. "I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth therein. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation..." Can we read that 11 together? Let's go. "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." No other foundation can be laid that will stand. Only Jesus Christ. Now, "If any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, if any man's work does not fall, if any man's work stand, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." The main thing that we are going to just take from here is that Jesus is our foundation. And no other foundation can any man lay than what has already been laid, which is Jesus. You lay your foundation on anything else, there's no guarantee that that foundation will last, or that it will be firm, or that it will stay, or that it can hold that building up. But as long as Jesus is the foundation, it does not matter what, it will stand. Amen?
Amen.
In architecture, there are three types of foundations. I'm sure you have all seen them. The first one is called the full basement. You know the full basement, the one that is up like 6 feet long and it's deep, and you can actually see, thank you, sir, thank you. You can actually see some foundations before they start. When you see them building, you see they go deep down and then they build the structure within, inside that. It's called the full basement. Another one is called a crawl space, which has foundations that are walls that stand at footings. The walls may be short and you can crawl through them. Have you seen some houses that you can actually go under the building and the foundation is there? That's called a crawl space. Amen?
Amen.
We're having an architecture class.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can actually store things in the crawl space. It can be storage. You can put furniture. You can put equipment. You can put things there. The last one is called a concrete slab. Have you seen that? That they just put it there.
Yes.
You can see it. I see a lot of those where I come from.
Yes.
It's like they just slap the thing down there and put the building on it. It's less expensive.
Yes.
But if you make it solid, it will still stand. So those are the three kinds of foundations that you find in architecture. And today I want us to talk about three types of spiritual foundations that we find in our lives and among us. The first one is a broken, is a collapsed, or a faulty foundation. Foundations that are broken, that are collapsed, and that are faulty. When the foundation is that way, is it of any use to the building? Because there's the tendency that the building would also collapse. It will also break. It will also be faulty. Because the foundation was originally faulty. Sometimes it may not be originally. Something can happen. This foundation is not useful. It cannot stand many things. The Bible talks about, Jesus talked about houses that will stand and not stand. Can we turn this time to Matthew chapter 7? When Jesus was talking about a foundation that can stand and that cannot stand. Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to read from verse 24. Matthew 7, verse 24. He says, therefore, whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. That's the person that builds the foundation. A wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. So remember, that foundation was built upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So it therefore means that if that foundation is not solid, is not built on a rock, if it's built on a sand, if anything happens, if anything comes across against that foundation, there's a tendency that what will happen? It will fall. It will fall. Therefore, it's not useful. And that's how our lives are. When our lives don't have a solid foundation under them, when we build our hope, our trust, remember we sang, I put my hope in your holy word? You are my firm foundation. If Jesus is not our firm foundation, if we have other things that hold us up, life without purpose, if you are just living this life, let's just survive. How are you doing? Well, I'm here. How are things going this day? We are surviving. You are just managing, you are just moving through life. Or you don't have direction. Or you don't have purpose. Or you are careless about your life. Or you lay emphasis on the wrong things. The things that matter to you are things that do not have eternal value. If something happens, that thing cannot hold you up. And that can be anything. If you make choices that are based on just surface things, Sometimes we see things, we want them, you know, those kind of buildings. Of course, when you see a new building, it looks good. If it's painted, it's finished, it looks good. But it's the foundation that determines how long that building will stand. And if you make choices that are wrong, there's a possibility that you'll pay back. And if you have allegiances, sometimes we have allegiances to people and things that we do not need to have. When you do that, anything can pull you down. Because if that thing is no more standing, when that thing is gone, you are gone. When that thing is gone, it shakes you. What are you basing your hope on? What's your strength on? What's your confidence on? Is it on yourself or your ability? Or where you come from, or the people you know? Back home where I come from, if you know people in high places, oh, you think you are somebody, you know people in high quarters. And if that person is removed, what happens? The Bible says, woe is he that puts his trust in man. We cannot put our trust in men. What are you basing your hope on? Is it on people? Is it on wealth? People do everything to make money. You go to some places, people are working several jobs. People run from pillar to post just to make it. And then what? After that, what next? Or is it on your looks? You know, we women, we are very beautiful. I was going to say shallow, but I changed it. We are not shallow, amen?
Amen.
We are wonderful people.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. Sometimes you can spend some time in front of the mirror. If you see my bed today, you see how many clothes I took out to wear. We waste time on unnecessary things. What are we basing? Is it that those looks? Give it another 20 years. Give it another 40 years. And you begin to see. The older ones are laughing. He says that when you go past 40, things begin to go south. Things begin to look different. You may not remain that way forever. Praise God for those who remain that way forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for those. Yesterday I saw Pastor Emmanuel and said, Pastor, what happened to you? You look 20 years younger. Because some people just keep being refined and renewed and renewed. And we can all claim that. Amen. The Bible says he renews my youth like what? Like the eagles. You can claim. Don't accept that you must age and look different. But if that's where your hope is, you will be disappointed. Is it your intellect? Is it your education? Is it what you have in your hand? It may look good, but when it is challenged, when that thing is challenged, it will collapse. So let's reassess. What are we doing? Are we actually building a foundation? Where is our foundation on? Is it broken? Is it collapsed? Is it faulty? Because if it is, it can fade, it can fall, but it's not hopeless. Amen?
Amen.
We can fix that. And today we want to fix every faulty foundation in our lives.
Yes,
we can fix them. Sometimes these things are not things that you brought about. Some things come on you, but it doesn't mean you sit down and accept them. Sometimes, you know, these things can come from generations. You just find out that in your family, every person in your family has a tendency to do something that shouldn't be done. In some families, everybody dies at a particular age, or some men. We have a lot of that in Africa and in other places. Or you find a tendency that in a community, there's just the spirit of drunkenness is in that place. Something is wrong somewhere. Or you find in a community, some people, nobody remains married. When they get married, things just happen through no fault of yours. You didn't do anything wrong. The marriage breaks up. And you have tried, you've done your best. It may not be you. Whatever the soil, you cannot pass your exams. You cannot succeed in life. Check it out. If it's from your ancestors, if it's from your generation, something in your community that is speaking in the foundations, we can fix it. Amen?
Amen.
By the help of the Lord, we can fix every broken, collapse and faulty foundation. Shall we turn our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 58? And sometimes fixing this thing is not because of you alone. There are others that are depending on you. If you don't get it right, they have no hope. You have to fix it to be able to lift somebody up. Because they know, he knows, I cannot stop this thing. And he cannot help himself. I have a wonderful friend who is born again, spirit-filled. But she told me, there's nothing I can do. I've tried everything, and she has, to stop this smoking. She's a child of God, born again, filled with the Spirit. But it's just something she cannot break. She said, I don't know what it is. In church, we'll be sitting in church, she'll step out to go have a smoke. And she knows it's wrong. She wants to be free of that thing. She has fasted. She has prayed. I believe that the Lord has broken that chain. Amen?
Amen.
And she said to me, my grandmother died of cancer. My mother died of cancer. And I know it's coming my way. I said, don't say that. Don't. She said, well, I can't stop this smoking. No, we can break bondages. Don't allow anything to follow you to the point that you say, there's nothing I can do. We can do all things through who?
Christ.
That's our firm foundation. Isaiah chapter 58. Are you there?
Yes.
And I'm reading from verse 12. It says, they shall be of thee. Sorry. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach. See what the Bible says you can do here? The Bible says that you will do what? That will build what? What? Old waste places. Don't say forget it. That's just how it is in our community. Everybody is just like that. No. You can rise up and say, because I'm here, this is going to change. And thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Are some foundations broken in your family, in your life, even in your own life? You look at yourself and you say, something is not right here. You can be a repairer. Yeah. That's what the Bible says. That you shall be called the repairer. Every bridge that is broken, today we testify, we prophesy, we declare, it shall be repaired.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In our families, in our lives, every broken foundation, we call it repaired right now as we call upon the Lord to begin to fix. He's the fixer. He's the manufacturer. He's the maker. He knows how to fix things. Restorer of parts to dwell in. There are parts we are supposed to dwell in, and the enemy keeps tossing you around. You want to get up and he pushes you down. Today the Lord will help us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But he says there's a condition. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, he's talking about the Sabbath here, and it's applied to everything that God says. From doing thy pleasure on my holy day. If you turn away from doing your pleasure, it's not my will but thy will. Turn away from doing your pleasure. That's the first thing. And call the Sabbath, call the things of God a delight. Do you delight? We have delight in the house. Amen.
Amen.
We have delight in the house. Do you delight in things of God? If you find out that you really want to be in prayer, you really want to witness, you really want your life to be right and it's not, check it out. Maybe the things of God are not really your delight. But today that can be fixed. Amen?
Amen?
By the power of the living God. If you call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable. Are things of God honorable to you? How do you rate? How do you see? How do you view the things of God? If you shall honor him, not doing your own way. Not your own way. Nor finding your own pleasure or speaking your own words. He says that if you do that, then you'll be a repairer. May the Lord help you and I.
Amen.
That is not going to be my own way. It's not going to be my own pleasure. It's not going to be my own words. That the Lord will help us so that we can indeed be the repairer of the breach in the name of Jesus. We call it forth in this house. There shall be no more broken or collapsed foundations.
Amen.
We call them raised up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
See, the Bible says in Psalm 11 verse 3, it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Some foundations are already destroyed. But that's why God has appointed and anointed you and I to be repairers, to be builders. And he will help us. So let's let go of faulty and old things. Everything in your life that you know is not right, is my own way, is my own flesh, and you excuse it by saying, you know, that's just the way I am. That's just the way we are in our community. Oh, the people from my place, that's just the way they are. If you excuse that, then you are not helping yourself. But you can rise up in the spirit. Remember, I said it's not just because of you, because there are others depending on you. The Bible says in Acts 17, verse 30 to 31, that the days of ignorance, God winks at. God lets go of those things we didn't know. We found ourselves captured by the enemy, like a bird in the snare of the fowler. But today the Bible says the snare is what? Broken. And we are set free.
Amen.
We are set free from every cage.
Yes, Lord.
Everything that has held us down. We find out you can't achieve, you can't do this for God. Things of God are just difficult for you because there's a broken and a collapsed foundation. The Lord God Almighty will heal and build it up.
Amen.
He will cause you to be a repairer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why? Because he says in Isaiah 43 that he's doing a new thing. This is a new season. This is 2021. Today is the last day of the month of February. What trailed me in February or was my problem in February should not take over to March. Amen?
Amen.
We are marching forward.
Amen.
We are marching forward.
Amen.
Into victory.
Amen.
Into the place of deliverance.
Amen.
Into the place of newness.
Amen.
Into the place of breakthrough.
Amen.
For God is taking us by himself.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So that's the first kind of foundation. Broken, collapsed, or faulty. The second one is close to that one. It's a foundation that is not broken, has not fully collapsed, but is shaky. It's unstable. It is weak. If you see it, it's still standing. But anything can pull it down because it's not firm. Why? Was it the way it was built? It may be. But most of the times, it's the circumstances. It's the environment. It's the attacks that came against that building. For instance, in America and in the whole world, where we thought we were somebody, even where scientists thought that they knew it all, I think 2020 taught us that nobody has it together. There was a time we couldn't come out of our houses, isn't it true?
Yeah.
And up till now, I was talking to my cousin somewhere, and she said, Auntie, we are starting another lockdown this week. This week, they started another lockdown. And it's still going on and going on. COVID taught us a lesson. That if you thought you were standing firm, the Bible says you should do what? Take heed. Take heed if you thought you were strong. So even when we thought, you know what, that first part is not me. Ask yourself, am I in the next one? Where I thought I was, okay, I'm not broken, I'm not collapsed, I'm not faulty. But am I shaking? Am I shaking? Look at Texas. Up till today, people are still reeling. You know, we were just talking about the people that didn't have power, the people that didn't have food, the people that were in the cold. Did you think about the people that depended on things like power just to go through a day? People that needed to have medication, people that needed something hot, people that needed oxygen, people that needed to be in the hospital, people that needed to stay warm. Have you thought about this? And nobody had an answer.
Jesus.
Nobody could say, do it like this, and that's the end of it. You know, God has showed us that if we thought we were something as human beings, and this is just a little shaking. You know, God says there are shakings that are coming. This is just a little. And all of us, the world over, we're still trembling. 500,000 people dead in one country. America. Half a million. Think about it. And it's just God that is keeping us. It's just God that is having mercy on us. So if your foundation is faulty, is shaky, and is unstable, and is weak, these things that are happening will really shake you. You see people going out to commit suicide, people going out and they lose it. Somebody goes and does something crazy because they were already on the edge. Shaky, shaky, shaky foundation. The Lord will strengthen us today. Amen?
Amen.
What happens when you have a faulty foundation? First, it releases fear. Because of the uncertainty, there is anxiety, there is worry, And in some cases, there is even shame. There's embarrassment. There's disgrace. And you thought you could help it until those circumstances come. The Bible says in Isaiah 35 verse 4 that we should say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong. Be strong. That your God will come, he will save you. So if you are fearful hearted, if you are feeble, he says, do not fear. And in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, he says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed. He says, he will be with you wherever you go. So because God is in it, fear not. That's still another scripture, Isaiah 54, 4. He says, fear not. Fear not. You will not be confounded. You will not be put to shame.
Amen.
May the Lord take fear far away from us.
Amen.
He says, fear not. We are people of faith. We reject fear in every ramification.
Amen.
Fear will not take a hold of us.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when fear takes a hold of you, before the thing that you are afraid of happens, you are up dead. Because the thing has consumed you. But we banish fear.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The second thing that it does if your foundation is faulty is that there will be feeling of failure. Feeling of defeat. You want to give up. And you find so many people are depressed. Because remember I said they are like at the edge. They are shaking. And anything can just tilt you over. Sometimes the thing that makes people go and shoot others, if you look at the thieves, is that why he shot somebody? But it's because he's been building up. Because there's already shakiness. There's already weakness. And the Bible is saying we should not give in to that. Amen?
Amen.
We should not be afraid. It doesn't matter even if you have failed in many areas. God is a fixer.
Amen.
God is a restorer.
Yes.
God is a healer.
Amen.
God is the one that can lift us up. It says in Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 4, if you rise, if you fall, you can rise again. And in Proverbs 24:16, it says, a righteous man falls seven times. Don't give up. You will get up again.
Amen.
But it warns us in Proverbs 26:1, don't go back to your vomit. When you rise again, don't go back to where you're coming from. And in Deuteronomy 31:8, I'm not reading the scriptures, I'm giving them to you so you can check for yourself. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8, it says, it's the Lord that goes before you.
Amen.
Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. So even when you feel you have failed, don't stop there. There are things that can make us fail. Moral failure, impurity, worldliness, lukewarmness. Remember the story of Samson? He fell, but he didn't stop there. He was able to rise again. Amen?
Amen.
The next thing that can make you be shaky, when you are shaky, fight. The enemy thinks he can just blow you anyhow. It's like a wind. Spiritual battles, they are meant to weaken you, to defeat you, to cause your foundation to be shaky. But you can rise again like Samson did. Amen? We have victory by the blood and by the name of Jesus. So be not afraid. Do not allow failure to stop you. Do not allow the fight and the battle of the enemy to stop you. And even where there is fatigue, that's the next thing. Fear, failure, fight, now fatigue. That's spiritual weakness. Tiredness. You are just tired. You've trusted the Lord for this thing. You have prayed. You have fasted. You have confessed. And the thing is not moving. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:12, that hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Yes, sir.
When you've been hoping and it doesn't happen, it can make your heart sick. So it can give you spiritual fatigue. But then you can rise up. Like it says in that Isaiah 35 I mentioned earlier, it says those that have weak knees, those that are feeble hearted, you say be strengthened, be firm, be strong, fear not. It says why? God is on the way. Are you panic stricken when you think about one particular thing? Are you cowardly because of the attacks of the enemy? Are you faint hearted? Are you discouraged today? Are you anxious? The Lord is faithful.
Amen.
And he will release strength into you today.
Amen.
He will restore you today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No matter what's going on out there, there's so much wickedness out there. There's total depravity. People's appetite for food, for drink, for sex, for bloodshed, all kinds of things is very high. And yet God is able to help us. So if your foundation is faulty, is shaky today, the first one was faulty, broken, collapsed. And this one is shaky, unstable, and weak. The Bible says that you should be strong. Because you know why? It says in 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, always excelling in the work of the Lord. Be steadfast. You know, sometimes you need to speak to yourself. The Bible says that when David came back from a battle, and he saw that all their people had been carried away, their wives, their children. His army was so angry at him, they talked of even stoning him. What did he do? He didn't look to man. Because all of them were already saying, let's kill this guy. He's misled us. He strengthened himself in the Lord his God. This is the time to speak to yourself. Say, my soul, arise. My soul, rise up. My soul, be not discouraged. Do not be in despair. You can speak to your soul and cause your soul to arise. Amen?
Amen.
And finally, the third one is a firm foundation. A firm foundation. This is solid. It is hard. A foundation that is a rock, is unyielding, is resistant to whatever comes. A powerful foundation. It is sturdy. You know, you cannot shake it. It's standing very strong. This foundation is very, very firm. And the only thing that can give us the firm foundation we need is Jesus Christ, just like we sang. I want us to look at another scripture. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and it's verse 3, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and I'm going to read that verse 13. It's talking to people generally, but it applies to all of us here. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Remember, we are talking about the firm foundation, which is Jesus. It says, watch ye. If you are standing on that firm foundation, watch out. Are you alert? Are you awake? Are you bowed down? Are you cowered down? Have you been beaten by the enemy? Has the enemy lied to you? You need to rise up. Actually, I think it's Isaiah 60 verse 1 that says you should arise and shine, for your light has come. Watch out. Be watchful. Sometimes we just concern ourselves with myself, my situation, my family, my nation. You don't even know what's going on out there. Watch out. You are a watchman for others. Remember, we say others are depending on you. There are nations where the word of the Lord Jesus is not allowed in there. Can you send your prayers there? Can you break the gates of that place by just praying and call a nation and say, God, today on my heart, in my spirit, is the nation of Afghanistan. In my spirit is the nation of Pakistan. And I say, lift up your heads, O you gates of Pakistan. And then the King of Glory come in. Are you a watchman? When you hear something on the news or you see something, do we say, these people are crazy? They have done it again. Or is there a fighting you that says, watch out? Then the next thing he says is, stand what? Fast in the faith. That's what we are talking about. Firm, fast in your faith. And he says something I like. He says what? Quit ye like men.
Be strong.
Be strong. So even daughters of Zion, what is he saying to me today?
Act like men.
Act like men. Be like a man. I know they tell us we should be that, you know, girly, dainty, feminine. It is true, but not in the spirit. There's no weakness in the spirit. You rise up, be strong, be like a man. Quit ye like men. I learned this scripture when I was like 21. And I said, there's a scripture like that. Quit ye like men, be strong. Be a strong, there's nothing girly or funny about being weak. Rise up in your spirit. All of us, you say to yourself, I am strong. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm standing on the firm foundation. It says, stand fast in your faith. I'm standing fast in my faith. I'm standing upright. I'm standing in an upright position. When I was in high school, they used to teach us how to walk. We went to a school taught by British missionaries. And they taught you that as a lady, you are supposed to walk, you know, with your shoulders held high. You don't walk like the world has beaten you down. And today, sometimes that's our posture. It's like we're defeated. It's like we're almost giving up. Whoever you are, let your shoulders stand firm. Not because you are anything in yourself. If you think it's because of you, remember where we read from when he talked about your own ideas, it will knock you down. But if it's on that rock, you can lift your shoulders and say, I'm a child of God. What's your identity? Who are you? What are you situated on? Where is your position? Do not be bowed down. As long as you abide in him, you can lift yourself up or ask him to lift you up. You really cannot help yourself. Ask the Lord to lift you up. Do not be bowed down. Do not be coward. Do not be cowered down. Get up from every situation of defeat and beat your chest and say, I'm a child of God. I am who I am because of God. I like that song. That song, it says what? I know who
I am.
I know who I am. I am who God says I am. I'm not me that you are saying that this one we can do without her. You might say so. I don't think so. Because God has me here. So you stand. Now how do we stand? This is where we conclude. First of all, stand in freedom. Know that you've been set free. You've been delivered. You are no more a slave. You are not bound. You are loved. You are not under a yoke. Don't accept to be bowed down. Sometimes situations come that will put you down. Human beings will try to put you down. You know why? Because the more they put you down, the more they think they are raising themselves up. But don't accept that. Don't accept that position of being down there like I'm a nobody. I'm a child of God. I'm standing on the solid rock. So remember, you stand in freedom. That's number one. Secondly, stand in faith. That's what we read. Stand fast in your faith. Not me, O God. I'm depending on you. I'm looking up to you. It says, in me, no good thing dwells. That's what Paul said in Romans 7:18. No good thing is in me. However, Philippians 4:13. Anybody knows that verse? I can do what? All things. Through Christ. It's faith. And it says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So let's activate our faith today as we stand on that firm foundation. The next thing, the third one, is stand in favor. Remember, we've been told this is the year of the Lord's favor. We read that scripture at the beginning of the year. It's Isaiah 61. Our pastor preached that and we all received it at the beginning of the year. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Stand in favor. But you see, the favor doesn't just come because I want to have favor. No. He says he surrounds me with favor as what? As a shield. And it's the Spirit of the Lord God that is upon me. It's the Spirit of the Lord God that will anoint me to preach good tidings to the meek. He is the one that will send me to bind up the brokenhearted. Remember, Mount Zion is not about me and us alone in this house. There are others depending on us. And it's the Spirit of the Lord. And it will help me to proclaim liberty to the captive. But I need to know that I'm already at liberty. And the opening of the prison door to them that are bound. Let's go and help set others free. In your family, in your community, in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state. Many are bound. He says, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed. It's upon me, and so he will help me to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That's the year of God's favor. And the year of the vengeance of our God. Our pastor was sharing with us, I believe it was on Friday night, about Esther chapter 9. Read that in Esther chapter 9. Where Mordecai suddenly was brought from nowhere. And Haman that has plotted the death of Mordecai. Haman is not just killed. There were seven children. Seven children were killed. It wasn't enough. They were impaled. Their bodies were left there. It wasn't enough. The decree that was sent to destroy all the Jews was reversed. There was a reversal of everything. God can reverse everything in our lives. Whatever has been standing in the past, yesterday is gone. Forgetting those things that are past, I move on. As we close the chapter on another month, let's move on in faith.
Yes, Lord.
The time of the favor of the Lord has come.
Amen.
And it's the Spirit of the Lord that will do all these
Amen.
Things. Ezekiel 2:2, Ezekiel 3:24. In Ezekiel 2:2 and 3:24, Ezekiel said, "The Spirit of the Lord entered into me and set me upon my feet." It's the Spirit of the Lord that will make you stand.
Yes.
It's not you that can just get yourself. I'm telling you, when you are down there, it's hard to even look up. But the Spirit of the Lord is the year of the Spirit. It's the season of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May He come again in a fresh way.
Amen.
May He come by fire. May He come with His wind, with His anointing over each one of us.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit not leave anyone untouched.
Amen.
May He touch you and I.
Amen.
You know, it's not just enough to experience a service and say, "Oh my God, the Spirit of God moved." It's more than that. He didn't come to do drama. He didn't come to entertain you and I. He came to awaken us and to set us upon our feet.
Mm.
He says in Ezekiel 36:27, "I will put my Spirit within you. I will cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them." It's the Spirit of the Lord that is upon us.
Amen.
It's the Spirit of the Lord that can do this.
Amen.
So today, that's where we conclude. That whether the foundation is broken, whether it has collapsed, however the state of that foundation, whether it's shaky, unsteady, unstable, today we say, "Holy Spirit, change it."
Amen.
Holy Spirit, come into me.
Amen.
And set me on my feet. And cause me to arise and to stand solid. Because you have stood solid from generations to generations. I did a study on the oldest house in America. They say it's in Dedham in Massachusetts. It's the oldest wood structure. It's called the Fairbanks House. Fairbanks House, you can check it out. It was built between 1637 and 1649 or 1641, and is still standing. Built in the 1600s, the house is still standing. Then I checked about trees. It says trees can live from less than 100 years to over 1,000 years. Can you believe that? And it says it depends on the species. A tree can live to thousands, over 1,000 years. And there's a particular tree. It's called the Great Basin Bristle Cone. The Great Basin Bristle Cone. They found it. It has lived over 5,000 years. I don't know how true that is. But you know what makes that tree stand? Harsh conditions. When it encounters hard conditions, it just makes it thrive. It can reach a height of 50 feet and 154 inches in the diameter. You can thrive in any situation. It doesn't matter what's coming. It doesn't matter what's out there. It doesn't matter what the enemy decides. It doesn't matter what he's trying to do. The Spirit of the Lord that is upon us will raise up a standard against him.
Amen.
That no matter what comes my way,
Amen.
I'm able to stand.
Amen.
Because I'm standing on that firm foundation.
Amen.
May the Lord dig deep down into my foundation today. And when he finds brokenness, any collapse, any filthiness, every shakiness, may the Lord make it firm as he makes my foundation go deep down in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are standing on that firm foundation. And the Spirit of the Lord is helping us. The sisters, the mothers that come for prayer, please join us here. Want to pray. We always do that. We release prayer. You know yourselves, if you've been coming for prayer, please come out quick, from the right to the left to the front. Just come out and let's space ourselves here. And we're going to pray. We're going to ask the Lord. Release that Holy Spirit upon us. As a church, as a people, as a body of Christ, release that Holy Spirit upon us. That will set us on our feet, as Ezekiel talked about. That will stand me on that firm foundation. No more shakiness. If somebody smiles at you, you are happy. If they frown at you, you are sad. If they laugh at you, you are happy. Who is a human being to determine your fate? What is the situation to determine your fate? You need to rise up in your spirit and say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me. Ah, some people are sitting down, I see you. Sure. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
We're going to tell God to forgive us for every way that we have allowed faultiness, shakiness, and instability in our foundation. And for where we've been standing on broken and faulty foundations we are not even aware of, we're going to say, God, have mercy. Is it in my family? Is it in my generation? Is it in my foundation? Begin to ask God for mercy, 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 mercy. He says, see, we will be the repairer of the breach, the repairer of fallen generations. We are going to our fallen foundations. We are going to say, Father, come again. Forgive every fallen, every broken, every faulty foundation. Oh, forgive us, oh God. Steady us today. Make us steadfast, unmovable, unshakable. Make our foundation go deep down. Today, Father, we are asking that you forgive us. Is it in our generation? Is it in our city? Even in the body of Christ, every foundation, everything that man has come to lay that is not Jesus Christ, today we repent of them. Today we ask, oh God, that you will heal, that you will raise up, that you will deliver, that you will rescue those that are fearful hearted, faint hearted, those that have experienced fatigue, those, oh God, that are bound in every fight of the enemy. Today, rescue, rescue, rescue in my family, around us, rescue, 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 even in Mount Zion, the families, oh God, rescue those watching on the line, Father, rescue. We call upon you, the builder, the repairer, the fixer. Fix it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now it says, the Spirit of the Lord entered into me, and he set me on my feet. We are going to say, Holy Spirit, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to teach. I don't know how to do anything without you. Oh, I depend on you. I call upon you for our people, for myself, for the church, for all of our, my family. Holy Spirit, come. Blow, wind of God, blow from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Spirit of the Lord, come upon me and anoint me and appoint me to stand for others. Holy Spirit, set me free. Set me free in freedom. Every chain that holds me down, deliver me and deliver those around me. Begin to release that upon the people as you pray and say, Spirit of the Lord, move again in our families. It is your time. It is your season. Holy Spirit, come again with your power as you did on the day of Pentecost, with tongues of fire, tongues of fire, tongues of fire, tongues of fire. Come again upon each one of us. Baptize us afresh with the Holy Ghost and with power, with fire. Father, set me upon my feet. No more lethargy, no more defeat, no more failure, no more embarrassment, no more shame, no more beaten, not be beaten by the enemy. No more, oh God, will I cower down. I rise up as a mighty man. I rise up. He says, to quit ye like men, be strong. I rise up as a strong man. Even for me, a woman, I rise up as a strong man. But Holy Spirit, you are the one that goes before us. You are the one that helps us. You are the one that will lead us. Holy Spirit, we look to you. We say, help us, help living God. Do it again in our days. Do it again in our days. Do it again. We stand on that firm foundation. Jesus, you are the firm foundation. Lord, we pray for people all over this community. Some are sick right now. Some are in the hospital. Some are in the nursing home. Some, oh God, have nowhere to turn. Is it COVID? Is it all kinds of diagnosis? Spirit of the living God, move. Bring healing in your wings. Bring healing, Son of righteousness. Raise them up, my Father, and let the knowledge of the Lord come to people. We call for salvation, 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 salvation. All over the homes, in the community, in the city, in the state. We stand as daughters of Zion. We stand as women with wombs, and we call for the birthing of a new thing. You say you will do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. Father, let it spring forth. Let it spring forth. Let salvation spring forth. Let deliverance spring forth by the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus. None of us, oh God, that are standing here, none of us shall be brought down by the enemy. We shall not fall. We shall not falter. We shall not give up. We refuse discouragement. Depression, you are not part of our deal. You will not come into our life. Frustration will push you away. In the name of Jesus. Failure, we chase you out. Let the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak over us right now. We say we are conquerors because we are not standing by ourselves. We are standing on the solid rock. We are standing on Jesus, the solid rock. And Lord, you will help us because you are our helper. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we give you praise this morning. Father, we receive from you in the name of Jesus. Where circumstances of life, situations of life, challenges of the enemy, generational situations, attacks by the enemy, whatever the doings of men, even our own failures as human beings, my own failure. Father, we say today, forgive. Forgive. Start afresh with us. We enter into a new covenant with you. As we close the day, oh God, this day, we close this month. And we enter a new month. We call upon you, Lord. Do a new thing. Do a new thing. You say you will do something new. We look to you, my Father. Start it with us. Let it spring forth. He says that you have given me the shield of your salvation. We receive that shield of your salvation. Let your right hand hold us up. We cannot hold ourselves up. Let your gentleness make us great. The greatness that comes from you and not for self. He says that, Lord, you will help us. You will teach us how to stand for you. You will enlarge our steps under us. Our feet will not slip. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, it's not just for us. It's for the community. It's for the church. It's for our families. And help us to stand on that foundation so that others can follow. In the name of Jesus. You know, my mother died exactly 31 years today. February 28, 1990, and I was a child when my mother taught me. The very first scripture is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 9. Sorom ubengichi mafari ilinine. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Look at how old I am today. I have never forgotten. Father, may we lay a foundation for the generation that is coming. Our children have been lured away. Our children are standing on faulty, shaking foundation. Our children, some of their foundations have collapsed. From the babies, oh God, to the teenagers, my Father, to college students, to adult children. Today we cry out as mothers. We cry out for the next generation. We cry out, repairer of the breach. You that knows how to fix every foundation. Every child that has caused us tears, that has caused us worry and concern. Today, Father, we say, fix it, my God. Even our husbands, my God. Men that should be men, and the enemy has beaten them down. A lot of them are in prison physically and spiritually. Today, we call upon the God of heaven. Set your people free. Set every prisoner free. Oh God, relay their foundation. our cities, even the new government you have given to us, every faulty foundation. Today we say, Father, relay their foundations. Go into the White House, to the smallest house, to the Capitol building, relay the foundations. Let it be on the solid rock. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Father, we receive this newness. We arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. We receive it with gratitude, and we say, let the blood speak for us in the name of Jesus. We cover our children with the blood of Jesus. We cover our families with the blood of Jesus. We blanket America with the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We say, Satan will not shake us. He wants to shake us like wheat, but Jesus stand for us because you are the firm foundation. As we pray for Peter, pray for us. We have hope in you. We have confidence in you. And we have faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Please can go back to your seats. Thank you, thank you, thank you for praying. We give God praise. Amen. 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 As usual.